The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We begin with this one from Good Housekeeping. A mood booster. Cure it with culture. Go ahead, click purchase on those theater tickets. Hitting cultural attractions like movies, galleries, museums, concerts, and plays every few months is associated with a 32% lower risk of developing depression over a 10-year period, according to a study of more than 2,000 adults over 50 in the British Journal of Psychiatry. Going on those types of outings at least once a month bumps that risk reduction up to 48%. Researchers think the social interaction, creativity, mental stimulation, and light physical activity built into many cultural activities may work together to enhance mental health. The arts may also reduce our rate of cognitive decline or risk of dementia, says Daisy Fancourt, PhD, Senior Research Fellow at University College in London, and the study's lead author. In the same way we have a five-a-day rule for fruit and vegetable consumption, we should plan regular engagement in arts and cultural activities into our lives. Check out Groupon for deals on attractions or see if your employer offers discounted admission to museums. From Women's Day, the Daily Dilemma, how do I get a song out of my head? Well, Women's Day's expert, Kelly Jakubowski, PhD, music psychologist at Durham University in the UK, says give in and listen. Instead of trying so hard to block it out, listen to the song all the way through. It can give your mind a sense of closure and break the melodic loop that's on repeat in your head. Also, distract yourself. Turn on the radio, have a conversation, or read. Verbal or music distractions seem to work best because your brain is busy processing the new material instead of recalling the song. And last, chew gum. Research suggests that chewing gum vigorously can help because it engages the same muscles that are required to mentally replay music. Who knew? From Real Simple, security. Improve your cybersecurity. Here's how to help prevent sensitive personal information from being stolen while you're browsing online. First, connect and browse safely. Even if the Wi-Fi at a cafe or hotel requires a password, it's not necessarily safe. Paige Hansen, Chief of Identity Theft Education at the security brand Norton LifeLock, says that unless you're in your home using your own Wi-Fi network, someone with the right tools could remotely track what you type and what websites you visit. It's best to use public Wi-Fi only for websites that don't require logging in with a user and password, like weather and news sites. If you're working in a cafe and need to check your email or another private account, it's a good idea to use your cellular data instead of the public Wi-Fi. Or use the hotspot on your phone if you need to work on a laptop. It would be even better to use a VPN or virtual private network, which will help protect data sent to and from your devices when you use public Wi-Fi, says Hansen. Keep your accounts secure. The best way to protect your accounts is to enable multi-factor authentication, which requires more than one piece of evidence that you should be allowed to access the account, says Hansen. For example, after you type in your user and password for your bank account, an automatically generated temporary PIN might be sent to your phone. You would then have to enter that PIN to confirm your identity and log in. Ideally, you should set up multi-factor authentication for all your personal accounts. But if you do for only one, make it your email, which usually contains a ton of private information. If you think about it, when you've forgotten a password, that reset message goes to your email. So if someone has access to your email, they could reset your passwords and gain access to all your other accounts. And the last thing here under this security article, apply for TSA PreCheck or Global Entry. TSA PreCheck, if you fly domestically a few times a year, is worth applying for PreCheck to get through security faster. Schedule an in-person interview at tsa.gov/precheck. Bring your birth certificate and government-issued ID. Many credit card companies reimburse the $85 fee, says Brian Kelly, founder and CEO of the website The Points Guy. If approved, you'll receive your known traveler number in 2 to 3 weeks. Add it to reservations to get pre-check where available. Renew online every 5 years. Kids under 13 can take the fast lane with you. Older kids have to apply for their own membership. And Global Entry, if you fly internationally even once a year, go Global Entry. You get pre-check benefits plus expedited re-entry into the U.S., says Dave Hirschberger, chair of the American Society of Travel Advisors. It costs $100. Apply at ttp.cbp.dhs.gov. If you're conditionally approved, schedule an interview. Bring your approval letter, passport, and driver's license, if you have one. Kids need their own membership. From Women's Day, Cleaning and Organizing Great Value Awards 2019. Reader-tested, editor-approved products that will save you time, cash, and a ton of effort. Let's see how many of these we can get through, huh? First, they've got biodegradable wipes, the new method, all-purpose wipes from $4 each at mass retailers, are made from corn and coconut, so they're an eco-friendly option that's still tough on messes. The tester's take says, I love the thick yet soft material. It can withstand friction without tearing. Grime Tracker, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser Sheets, $3 for 8 at Target.com. Take on greasy stoves and gross grout, like the original, but the thin pieces are more flexible and ideal for single-use jobs. The tester says they easily bend around faucets and get into tight spaces. A modern mop. It's not just a tool for the floor. The flexible head of the Casabella Flex-O Sweeper, $15 from Casabella.com, can conform to any hard-to-reach space around the house. It comes with 3 machine-washable, reusable microfiber cloths that work dry or wet with your favorite spray cleaner. Iconic Pick, the 126-year-old Fels Naphtha Laundry Bar and Stain Remover, $3 each from Amazon.com, tackles tough stains on clothes even after they've set in. Just wet the targeted spot, rub the bar directly on it, and run through a normal wash cycle. A do-it-all powder, the Powerizer Complete, $20 for a 3-pound bag from Powerizer.com, is a money-saving multitasker from the inventors of OxyClean. Add a scoop to the dishwasher or laundry, dilute it in a bottle for surface scum, or use it to lift stains from carpeting. The tester said that the dishes came out shiny, my clothes were white as can be, and my floors sparkled. Goo Gone has a formula that's classic for getting rid of sticky residue, but it's the on-the-go pen. $5, available at mass retailers, makes removing adhesive messes and grease easier than ever. 5-second refresher. Think of Love Home and Planet Dry Wash Spray, $7 each at Target, as dry shampoo for clothes. It freshens already worn garments. One tester found it even worked on her daughter's sweaty soccer shirt by de-wrinkling, and it gives a pleasant-smelling boost to linens between washes. Choose from 3 surprisingly luxe scents. And a hands-free vacuum. Meet the Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Boost RoboVac 11S. That's $229 at Amazon.com. Your floor's new BFF. It can run up to 100 minutes on one charge, changes suction as it moves from hardwood to carpet, and at 2.85 inches tall, is nimble enough to fit under furniture where your traditional vacuum just can't go. Some convenient cleaners when things that clean your things get downright dirty, such as your washing machine, your dish disposal, and your dishwasher. Single-use Lemmy, that's L-E-M-I, Shine Appliance Cleaners, $3.50 each at Target.com. Save the day to keep your dishwasher, disposal, and washing machine running smoothly. The tester said, I love the ease of simply dropping a tablet into my machines once a month. actually saved a couple of those to maybe try out myself. From Good Housekeeping, the only 7 commands your dog needs to know. Keeping things simple gets quick and lasting results. Here's how. A well-behaved dog must respond to sit, down, stay, come, heel, off, and no, says expert Brandon McMillan, Emmy Award-winning host of Lucky Dog. With several 10 to 15 minute practice sessions each day, most dogs can master these core skills in a week or two. First, sit. McMillan says, always teach sit first because it's the most natural concept for most dogs and therefore one of the easiest for them to learn. It's also a transition command, so once a dog can sit, you can move on to other directives. For down, which is McMillan's favorite, it's like taking the keys out of a car's ignition. A standing dog could bolt like a running vehicle. A sitting dog is like a car in park, but when he's lying down, you've got the engine. Because the command helps control him, it's essential that his being essential to his being well trained. Stay. A dog who knows how to stay won't run into the street if he gets loose. So this is one of the most important skills for your dog to learn. McMillan recommends teaching it when your dog is tired and hungry so he won't get too hyper to focus. And be patient. Most dogs take at least a couple of days to understand stay and a few weeks to master it. Come. If you plan to take your dog anywhere off leash, he must know how to come when called. McMillan teaches come after stay, since having the stay skill first makes the process easier. Heel. Dogs of all sizes should learn to heel or walk calmly by your side, but this is even more vital for large ones who naturally pull on the leash. Once a dog can heel, walks will be easier and more pleasant for your dog and your arm socket. Off. Jumping on visitors or furniture is one of the most common dog issues. Get him to stay off by turning your back when he jumps up, grabbing his paws and shaking a plastic bottle filled with pennies while you say off, suggests McMillan. And last, no. Some trainers teach both no and leave it for slightly different situations, but McMillan sticks to no, period. Similar instructions can create confusion, so choose one and be consistent. Whether your dog barks, chews your shoes, or makes your messes on the rug, McMillan's book Lucky Dog Lessons, Train Your Dog in 7 Days, can help. Using simple, nearly foolproof steps, he explains how to teach your dog, and any dog, to behave. It's available for $17 at booksellers. From Woman's Day, kick back, downtime you deserve, picks for the best in books, movies, and more. First, books. City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T, for fans of Lives of Girls and Women by Alice Munro and Jennifer Weiner's novels. Set in glamorous 1940s and New York City, complete with showgirls and free-flowing champagne, this novel about a young woman challenging social conventions is both heartwarming and inspirational. It comes out June 4th. Next, listen to a podcast, Living Fully, with Dr. Kathy McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y. It's for fans of Delilah's radio show and advice columns. Each episode covers an important issue, such as coming to terms with aging parents or making marriage work in retirement. See a movie. Always Be My Maybe, for fans of Fresh Off the Boat, Crazy Rich Asians, and Notting Hill. Two childhood pals, played by Ali Wong and Randall Park, reconnect and start to fall for each other, but their vastly different grown-up lives complicate things. This came out May 31st on Netflix. And TV? Haley Dean Mysteries for fans of Nancy Drew and Agatha Christie. This juicy series follows a prosecutor turned therapist, played by Kelly Martin, cracking the toughest cases. Check HallmarkMoviesAndMysteries.com. HallmarkMoviesAndMysteries, all one word, .com/schedule for airtimes. From Good Housekeeping, meaningful ways to beat summer boredom. Help your child match her passions and personality with a project that benefits others. With the school year winded down and summer activities still in the planning phase, kids might not have much to do. Why not use this time to teach them a new equation? Stay with us. There's almost no math involved. This is it. Gift plus issue equals change. The idea is to match your child's strengths and personality, or gift, to a give-back goal or issue he or she can tackle over the summer, producing change. We've seen dozens of young people shine using this equation. One group of elementary school students with green thumbs tended a small garden of peppermint, then used the herb to make and sell tea with proceeds benefiting local charities. A future engineer made his first robotic arm out of Legos and fishing line at age 14 and is now designing more accessible prosthetics after learning about their high prices. These are gifts and issues, honed over time, but the premise is simple. Your job is to help your child see the importance of giving back, then guide him or her in turning talents into action. Here's how. First, read the news. Help educate your child about important social issues that might interest him with supervised library time or online research. Then, translate talents. Guide your sporty daughter to organize a student versus teacher sporting event with a kin for the local food bank as the entry fee. If your son's a master-level texter, he could volunteer for a peer-to-peer support line. Make dreams work. Does your future architect want to go to Africa to build a school? Suggest he or she start with a local charity volunteer program and save up for a bigger trip. Be a role model. Offer pro bono work to organize an event or organize an event yourself. Talk about how rewarding it is to use your skill. Do something you love and make a difference. And last, follow kids' lead. Don't insist that they support the same issues you do. Instead, help where they need it. Troubleshoot their action plan. Buy supplies for their office. Be the go-to person with answers. Your kids may surprise you with their passion, creativity, and perseverance. From Real Simple, The Realist, three easy ways to save money on your energy bill. Number one, try a fan. Ceiling fans can help make a room feel 10 degrees cooler while using just 10% of the energy an air conditioner would, says Lauren Urbanek, Senior Energy Policy Advocate at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Ensure the fan is running on high and counterclockwise, which pushes cool air down and creates a breeze. Change your AC filters. A clean filter can reduce your cooling system's energy consumption by up to 15%. In summer, if you run your unit daily, change or wash the filter once a month. And optimize the wash cycle. Ditch hot water. Today's washing machines and detergents clean clothing just as well on the cold or warm setting, says Urbanek. You'll cut energy use by 50% if you use warm water instead of hot, and opting for cold could save you even more. From Family Circle, we have a recipe or two. Greek salad, Greek steak and salad, I'm sorry. Season a 2-pound sirloin steak with a teaspoon salt and a half teaspoon pepper. Heat grill or grill pan to high. Grill steak 10 to 12 minutes, turning once until it reaches 130 degrees. Remove from grill and let rest 10 minutes. While steak rests, quarter 2 cups assorted cherry tomatoes and dice half of a seedless cucumber. Toss in a bowl, along with a quarter cup fresh dill, chopped, 2 chopped scallions, 3 tablespoons each red wine vinegar and evu, and a quarter teaspoon each salt and pepper. Gently fold in 3/4 cup crumbled feta. Place steak on a platter and spoon salad on top. Serve with plain Greek yogurt and pita, and that serves 6. And how about Tuscan chicken cob? In a small bowl, whisk 1/3 cup balsamic vinegar with a teaspoon each Dijon mustard and sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. While whisking, add 1/3 cup of evu in a thin stream. Place 1 1/4 pounds boneless, skinless chicken breasts in a dish and add 3 tablespoons dressing, turning to coat. Heat grill or grill pan to medium-high. While the grill heats, cut 3 to 4 ounce soppressata or prosciutto into thin strips and cook in a small skillet until crisp, 5 minutes. Add chicken to the grill and cover. Grill 9 to 12 minutes until cooked through, turning once. Remove to a cutting board and cut into cubes. On a large platter, toss 5 ounces baby kale with a quarter cup dressing. Over kale, scatter 4 hard-boiled eggs cut in half, 2 medium tomatoes cut into wedges, chicken pieces, crispy soppressata, and 1 cup small marinated mozzarella balls, halved. Sprinkle tomatoes and eggs with 1/8 of a teaspoon salt and serve salad with the remaining dressing. And that serves 4. From Woman's Day, we have a 20-minute meal, salmon with creamy feta cucumbers. Active and total time are the same, 20 minutes. It serves 4 at a cost of $3.55 per serving. You need 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 lemons, 4 5-ounce skinless salmon fillets, kosher salt and pepper, 1 pound seedless cucumbers sliced on the bias, 3 ounces of feta cheese, 1/4 cup plain Greek yogurt, and 1/4 cup small mint leaves, roughly chopped. Heat oil in a large skillet on medium. Halve 1 lemon and place halves cut sides down in the skillet. Season salmon with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper and cook until golden brown and opaque throughout, 3 to 6 minutes per side. Transfer salmon fillets onto plates. Transfer lemon halves to a cutting board and cut each in half. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, toss cucumbers with 1/4 teaspoon salt, finely grate zest of the remaining lemon into a food processor, and squeeze in 3 tablespoons juice. Add feta and yogurt and puree until smooth. Toss with cucumber to coat, then fold in mint and fresh cracked pepper. Serve with salmon and a charred lemon wedge for squeezing. From Real Simple, the staple. Sure, you could serve salsa as part of a classic chips and dip platter, but we use it to add zing to all kinds of dishes because it's full of zesty tomatoes, onions, and spices. It brings big flavor and tang to a shortcut jambalaya. Blend it with softened butter to amp up simple steaks or baked potatoes, or fold it into prepared corn muffin mix with some melty cheese to turn humble muffins into a side worthy of an olé. So I've got 3 little recipes here. Chicken and sausage jambalaya. Cook 12 ounces sliced andouille and 1 chopped onion in 2 tablespoons olive oil in a large pot over medium high until onion is soft, 8 minutes. Stir in 2 cups each white rice, shredded rotisserie chicken and chunky salsa, 1 1/2 cups chicken stock, and 1 1/2 teaspoons Creole seasoning. Bring to a simmer, reduce heat to medium, cover, and cook until rice is tender, 15 minutes. Next, the salsa butter. Stir together 2 sticks softened unsalted butter, 1/2 cup chunky salsa, 1/4 cup chopped fresh cilantro, the zest and juice of 2 limes, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, and 1 clove grated garlic until evenly combined. Shape into a log, wrap in plastic, and freeze at least 15 minutes and up to 1 month. And it said, if I refresh myself here, you can use that butter to amp up simple steaks or baked potatoes. And the last one, salsa corn muffins. Prepare an 8 1/2 ounce box corn muffin mix according to package directions. Fold in 1 cup shredded Monterey Jack cheese, 1/2 cup chunky salsa, and 2 tablespoons chopped pickled jalapenos. Bake according to package directions for the muffins. From Real Simple's Cooking School, breaking down a chicken is a skill all home cooks should master. Be your own butcher with these step-by-step instructions. Before you start, secure a cutting board to the counter by placing a damp paper towel underneath it. Grab a sharp, sturdy chef's knife. It's best for cutting through skin and bone. All right, start with the wings. Wiggle the blade of your knife between the wing and breast until you find the joint. Slice all the way through the skin and meat and cut through the joint. For the legs, Turn the leg outward and make a shallow cut through the skin between leg and body. Bend the leg outward to expose the thigh joint. Cut through the joint to separate the thigh and drumstick from the body. Then split the leg from the thigh. Find the V where the drumstick and thigh meet. With the skin side down, you'll see a line of white fat running along the joint. Cut through the joint. Repeat with the other leg. Then remove the backbone. Stand the body of the chicken upright on your board. Cut along both sides of the backbone through the ribs to separate the breast from the back. You can reserve that backbone for chicken stock. Split the breast. Place breast skin side down. Place the heel of your non-dominant hand on the tip end of your knife and cut through the breastbone. And have the breasts. Cut each breast in half crosswise through the bones to create four smaller breast pieces. From Woman's Day, for a healthy lunch, a hummus tuna sandwich. Active in total time are 10 minutes. It serves one at a cost of $2.59. Toss 3 ounces solid white tuna in water, drained, with 1 tablespoon each lemon juice and finely chopped red onion, 1 stalk celery thinly sliced, 1 tablespoon each fresh mint and golden raisins, both chopped, and a pinch of pepper. Split 1 mini whole wheat pita in half. Spread each half with 1.5 tablespoons hummus, then top with the tuna salad. Another from Women's Day. This one's budget-friendly. Ricotta and goat cheese stuffed zucchini. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 30. Serves 4 at a cost of $1.22 per serving. You need 4 small zucchini, about 4 ounces each, 1 teaspoon olive oil, 1 cup of ricotta cheese, 1/4 cup fresh goat cheese, 1 tablespoon finely grated lemon zest, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup peas thawed if frozen, 1 scallion finely chopped, 2 tablespoons fresh mint chopped, and mixed green salad for serving. Place a small rimmed baking sheet in the oven and heat to 475. The sheet should stay in the oven at least 10 minutes. Cut zucchini in half lengthwise and using a teaspoon, hollow out each half, saving insides for another use. Brush cut sides with oil, then place on the heated baking sheet, cut sides down, roast 10 minutes. Meanwhile, mix together ricotta, goat cheese, lemon zest, 2 tablespoons Parmesan, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Fold in peas, scallion, and mint. Divide mixture among zucchini shells, about 1/4 cup each. Sprinkle with remaining 2 tablespoons Parmesan and broil until tops are beginning to brown, 3 to 5 minutes. Serve with salad if desired. Well, we're running out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw reading to you for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.